Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, Salsa.
And Jenna.
And James.
Is our special guest today.
Yay! Woo!
James, who you will know from various other things, most commonly sprung to mind would be the Awful Copter podcast.
I was about to say, do we still do that now? Because, like, they're on hiatus, so wouldn't the propellers...
We've landed to refuel.
Yeah, but the propellers aren't going.
So. No, they're not.
Okay,
no.
So the Awful Copter is just... Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Also a Fearless Comedy
A moment of
production.
Silence for the Awful Copter. Fuck. See? Comedy plus tragedy.
Who knows? It may live again someday, but that we cannot say that for now. Right now it is on what's the word? Indefinite.
Yes. Yes.
You're indefinite.
I am definitely indefinite.
The indefinite article.
Yes.
grammar jokes. Get
anyway.
Your grammar work.
Yeah.
God.
So like an English teacher?
Right, exactly.
I wish. Yeah. Fuck. I would.
Yeah, my wife is...
I was about to say, have you seen them? They're hot.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
That.
Also that. Yeah. Also,
before you, I used to have a fetish for librarians.
Also... nope, starting English teachers now. Speaking of my wife, she's got a master's degree, yo.
Yeah.
Woo! We should drink to that.
We should drink to that. All right.
To that.
We have in front of us, if you were at Convergence, you probably are familiar with most of what's going on here. but we have... We used most of the homemade ginger ale that I made, but there was still a little bit left, which means I have a keg of homemade ginger ale in my house that needs to get used up. So we'll see how many AONs that lasts.
Right.
Before we get sick of it, and I keep sending friends and anybody, neighbors, and hell, the mailman will probably be
terrorists.
Walking away with a... Yeah. Just like, take some of this away from my house, please! It'll be like zucchini in a small town.
fruitcake at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I have a fruitcake star.
So we've got the ginger ale and
you had a
James.
Date like that once.
James has put
because that was in. Never mind.
Yeah. James has put Drambuie in his.
Yes, I fucking have.
Jenna has put Red Stag by Jim Beam Hardcore Liqueur, Hardcore Cider,
Hardcore Cider
Liqueur, and I have put.
Talisker.
The scotch that we had last week or the week before, the Talisker Storm.
We were prepping
so
last week.
Mine's going to be a little smokier. And so we will find out what we have here, but to my wife, because
Yay!
She's awesome.
To your wife.
Wait, clank.
Yeah, clank. Pinky's out.
These don't clink.
No.
Well,
no.
They tank.
I'm sad. Yep.
Oh, good Christ.
Yeah,
here.
That's
me. Give this a
yeah.
Mine. Swap for a second.
Yeah.
Lovely. Mm. So
you also made a good choice. Yeah,
I guess that.
This is acceptable.
Yes.
I guess that leads us straight into the big huge elephant in the room.
Hey,
Convergence.
Hey. I was about to say
you motherfucker. I'm losing weight.
I wasn't talking about you, James.
God damn it! Hey! I'm losing weight. And I don't have that much to lose.
Right. Have you told a fat joke about her
Jenna,
on stage?
Jenna.
I have.
Jenna.
Because you're dumb.
Jenna.
Because I'm dumb.
I wasn't talking about you either.
Oh, sweetie, that's not a trunk.
Ian would disagree. That was,
right, I haven't been to the gym in a while.
He was the one that wished for the elephant.
Mm. Anyway, no, convergence happened.
Yeah.
It sure as fuck did.
You're glad in heaven that happened.
I believe that is the best word that we can use to describe it. Yes. Happened.
Yeah, it did.
Like, it converged.
That was a thing.
Did it zipper converge?
Or
did
it? So I guess let's kind of do a quick rundown. Let's start at the Fearless shows that happened.
Yeah.
Sure. We Fearless officially did 3 shows. Although there were Fearless members that did a lot more stuff.
Oh my god, yeah.
God, the list is way too long to actually remember. But we did 3 official shows, and that was Big Fun Radio Fun Time, mm-hmm. which was on the main stage, mm-hmm. which was right before opening ceremonies. I got to be part of that one, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that show a lot.
I got to catch some of it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a show that we used to do periodically at the Bryant Lake Bowl, and it just never found that following, and that really made me sad because I really, really love that show.
And you bought all of those neat toys and stuff for it.
I bought toys and I made toys, and every year I get to come to Convergence and
play with
do
your
that
toys
now. And yeah,
in front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
I mean. Wow. It's kind of the point of right. having the toys. I bought yeah. Nerf guns for Nerf War because I'm a grown-up.
Yes. Yep. But yeah, Big Fun is always a good time. For those of you who don't know, I'm the sound effects technician for that, and so I get to make noises. And
don't you mean Foley artist?
No.
Yeah, you can call it that.
Now you're cutting me deeply.
All right. Whatever. Foley.
You used to get uppity about that.
I know.
It was adorable.
I used to get uppity about a lot of stuff for comedy.
I don't understand.
It's okay. This thing where people actually enjoy being in your presence. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah. Whereas Salsa has read about it.
Yes.
There's a Wikipedia article, and he's read it several times.
I have done a lot of research on it. Let me push my glasses up a second. I have read a lot about it, and I feel like I am.
He put the book about comedy on the shelf as a librarian.
Yes, very much so. There was one of the sketches that was written by a guy who was kind of my mentor when I first started out. He's actually done Foley work in various capacities. And so he co-wrote one of the sketches. And in it, there is a sequence wherein one of the characters describes this very Rube Goldbergian
contraption
exactly, and then they, after getting through this whole fucking paragraph of how this thing is going to work, then they go, okay, we're going to do it now, and then they, you know, here we go, and then I have to like make that happen.
Aww.
Nice.
And so I'm up there just like. And I just trying desperately to you know, and I've got the sheet in front of me, so I need to make a bowling ball, then a ping pong, then the ping pong, and then the ping pong hits a mouse squeak, and then that wakes an elephant up, and the elephant goes, you know, sprays water, and that wakes a duck up, and the duck I can't remember how it, but then it goes to a witch who is drowning because the Puritans are trying to determine if she's
right.
a witch, and she throws her broom and that hits the priest, and the priest stumbles and falls into the button that pushes it. Like, it's this bizarre contraption.
Sure.
And I'm like, here goes. And I launch into it and I get done and the place goes nuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I feel so good.
So your mentor gave you this gift.
Oh, it was so good. It was a lot of fun. So there was Big Fun. And then the next one was PowerPoint Karaoke.
Yeah.
I was not able to attend that one. Does anybody know how that went?
I'm
not
able to go. I was standing in the green room during PowerPoint Karaoke.
Oh,
right. And that. Oh, we were hearing people cheering loudly.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah. It seemed like it went really well. I think one of the slides was of Tim Wick, which is...
appropriate.
Yes.
Delightful.
Well done.
I won't do this often to you, but as High Five Guys will say, hashtag that motherfucker Tim Wick.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
PowerPoint, for those of you who don't know, that's... I mean, you, we... Melissa Karcher, which, by the way, if Melissa ever says, hey, you want to do my show, you fucking say yes.
Correct answer is yes. Yeah,
of course. When is it? 5 a.m. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
But PowerPoint karaoke, she puts together a PowerPoint presentation with the most amazing slides she gets from God knows where off the internet, and then she makes some more to make it even more insane. And then
it's like she's found the end of the internet and just keeps scraping the slides.
It's really
off
like it's the sink trap, though. It's like she's taken the little grating from the bottom of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Sink that has all the little bits and pieces of the other shit that's been washed off.
It just,
she constructs these elaborate sculptures out of them.
But there's these obscure pictures that make no sense. They're like stock photos of weird scenarios, and then charts and graphs that are labeled in bizarre ways.
Don't correlate at all.
Exactly. And then the presenter gets up and improvises the entire presentation because they've never seen the slides before. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant.
I love doing that.
It's so good.
I'm eager for a time when I can attempt that. I have not yet. But it seems amazing.
Yeah, discuss it whether she's pretty open about giving people a chance to try things. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Then the last official Fearless event was the Masquerade Halftime Show.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Where we basically did Double Blind for that.
Someone complimented me on my squid.
Nice.
You do have an amazing squid, James.
Thank you. Thank you. I was very pleased.
No, that was... That was
my
that
parents
was
are very proud.
James and I shared a moment.
At the museum.
We had a date at the museum after the museum closed, riding the dinosaurs with his leather
the saddles that I made. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
After I, as the museum owner, told everyone to fuck right off. Yeah.
Yep. No, yep. It was good.
Yeah.
Man, I've never had anybody take me out after hours to a museum to ride the dinosaurs.
I know, right? That's why James and I had a moment.
Yeah.
That is
earnest romance. Mm-hmm. More like Ernest P. Worrell romance, but absolutely. Earnest romance.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were getting compliments on the halftime show for the rest of the Convergence. That was a super, super, super fun show. I enjoyed a great deal.
Yeah.
So those were the official shows that we did. And then we had the party room.
Woo!
Dear God in heaven.
I know.
Fucking
which, I mean, Jenna can probably talk more about because she was basically her entire life at Convergence.
Oh, hey. There's this drink in front of me.
I did a really good job this year of making sure I have specific break times.
Like, you were away from the room more times than you have in probably the rest of the year.
Like, I personally counted... I personally counted two times that you were gone from the room, which is more...
Sometimes for more than an hour.
Two more than I have seen in the previous 2 years.
Yeah. What I did this year is I made sure I was there for opening and closing for just about every shift, because I'm still a control freak, so I wanted to make sure that everything was set up and proper, and if there were any, like... fires, things we'd missed, things like that, that I was there to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been doing this long enough now to where it's like I just basically hang out and I'm not really doing as much during the open times anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, then I'll just fuck right off, I guess. Like, it's a little bittersweet, except for the part where I get to go out and do other things. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
things
and people.
Yeah, that too. So
she had a date like that once.
I did actually
this
recently.
Year. Yes.
The room party itself was a success again. It's the little room party that could. Like we don't do a lot for like crazy decor. We have our old standard, which is amazing, but our booze hasn't changed in years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing.
Three years. It's to be fair, it's fucking amazing, Salsa. So thank you.
No problem.
And then the photo booth, we pretty much have know of everything that needs to be set up for that.
It's become established and people know, this is the room where you get your picture.
Yeah, I bring my costume that I want a picture of.
to this place, and I get a fucking
picture
of it.
And I might even be able to get an appropriate background behind it,
too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, well, that was, like, so many parents were super thrilled that they had helped their kids dress up, or their kids had taken the time to create these elaborate costumes.
Yeah.
And that they bring their, or, you know, you have couples that have these spectacular couples, and they go, well, you know, just any background is fine. You know, we do have a Star Wars background. We do have a Doctor Who background. We do have...
anime background.
Fucking, yeah. Yeah. All of these different things. And
Wonder
they go,
Woman
oh, really?
Backgrounds, you, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. What the fuck business do you think we're in? Do you have Iron Fist? No. Fuck you, get out. That's the business that we're in.
Yeah.
I hurt you.
So, yeah, we... How much booze did we consume this year, Salsa?
Wow.
Like... We or like the room?
I feel like it's going to be pretty even keel between
right,
the two.
Like a little from coffee. Yeah, like no, the room itself. How did the party do?
The party served.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 13 kegs.
Shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Which is 65 gallons of booze,
and each of those kegs has a 1 liter handle of vodka.
1.75.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
So there. So
yeah. No, we don't skip.
No.
So for every the mix is a 1.75 of vodka to 5 gallons of the ginger ale.
Wow.
And we went through 65 gallons of ginger ale, which means we went through 2.5 cases of vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a significant amount.
So that's why people keep coming back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's that. And then we ran out of ribbons this year.
We did run out of ribbons, yep.
Yep.
We were giving away the special gift, though, too.
There is
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we did. And that was me that gave it away almost every time. Except for Jim, when he got to the part where he's like,
are we still doing phrasing?
Look. Well, I never made any claims otherwise.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's fair.
The people that were doing the morning, because, and we'll get to this, but Truestone was serving coffee.
Oh, my God.
In the mornings, and the people doing morning shifts didn't realize that we were supposed to hand them out.
No, I was handing them out in the mornings.
Oh, were you? Okay. Why do we have so many left over?
I think that the way we were counting got miscounted.
Oh.
So, okay. Yeah. So, no, I did them in the
morning. Well, and the other thing is that people would bustle in and you'd be like, oh, we have all of these fun things. And they'd be like, coffee. No, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no. So, anyway, we haven't said yet, but
no, we've been dancing around it.
No, but the free gift that we had this year for the first however many people walked into the room at any given point were color-changing cups.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Which has made Lauren...
Oh, God.
Extremely
excited.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Well, and Amanda...
She lost her shit.
Who used to be our marketing director, and the two of them would try to convince everybody to do this. She comes into
every
the room...
Every year.
And I look at her, and I go, color-changing cup? She's like, oh my God, I can't believe Lauren didn't tell me about that. It was adorable.
Yes.
And then she was just happy.
Yeah,
like,
the motherfucking cups.
It was adorable. Amazing.
I've got mine upstairs.
I have mine in my room.
I still have mine in a box.
The fucking color-changing cups that she's been trying to get us to have for years and years, we finally have.
Yeah.
And they say, be fearless, not thirsty on the side.
I think yes. So, yeah.
And
a very classy look too.
Yeah,
like, for a color changing.
Surprising.
Cup?
Yeah, for the kind of cup that you would expect to get at like a Bon Iver concert or something. Mm-hmm. Like it's not. Yeah. It's it is classier than a Red Solo cup, but what isn't? But these are nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, this is the cup that I bring when I want a glass of water before bed. I put the water into
nice
that
nice cold water, so it changes color.
Yep.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So,
what else about the room party?
I do have one story I need to share about the room party. So, this goes into a longer tale. So, bear with me, children. But this year for Convergence, I wrote a bio for one of our guests of honor. There's like the regular whatever thing. But then there's a special bio that gets written for like the special program and the special whatever. It's special. I wrote a special bio. And I wrote this bio for Tracy Lee Coco.
Okay.
Most people remember her as Commander J from Star Trek, Next Generation. But she has done everything Star Trek. She not only was Commander J, but she was an extra for many, many scenes in Star Trek Next Generation, Voyager, Deep Space Nine. She's played over like 15 different aliens in various, some of them with speaking parts, some of them just like sitting mm-hmm. at Quark's bar or whatever, in all three of those as well.
Admittedly, that is one of the amazing things about things like Star Wars and Star Trek mm-hmm. is that you can play two characters in the same episode and people won't recognize you.
Practically back-to-back scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it's incredible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she did all that extra stuff. She was also the stand-in for the Borg Queen.
Nice.
No big deal. And
oh, you know, just that old chestnut.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah, whatevs. But the part
NBD.
That
NBD.
I'm kind of in love with her for is that she also did the majority of the stunt work.
Yeah.
On all of the Star Trek.
Which is shows. Fucking awesome.
And the like I said in the bio, the way you know she's good is because you never knew it was her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not only does somebody doing stunt work have to be able to pull off the stunt itself, but they need to make it look like it's being done in a character that is being played by another person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
It's like doing voice impressions with
like
your body.
It's like meta-acting. It's like, yeah. Just pile that shit on. So, yeah. When I learned that Tracy Lee was doing that, I was just... And she, the guests of honor get approval on the bios,
mm-hmm.
and she said that it was like her favorite bio ever and had like little hearts in her email to send to me. I was like, okay, I would not. So, right? I don't
So what if I much. Am?
So, you're adorable. Anyway... her kind of like her escort, like all the guests of honor have like people that work with them throughout.
Wrangler time. Escort yeah, is a different but, job.
That's I don't judge how you do that.
Minorly different duties.
Whatever.
We don't know what their relationship was like. Right?
That's true. That is very fair.
Mm.
Even famous actors and stunt people get lonely, James. There's nothing wrong with that.
How would you know?
That's a really
I've
good
read
question.
It in my books.
Yes.
I love you, Salsa.
Read a lot of books.
So anyway, her Wrangler mm-hmm. is a friend of mine. We kind of grew up out at Fest together. And mm-hmm. She was actually the one that recommended me to write the bio.
Nice. Very
and
nice.
And she was like, Tracy, love the bio. We've got to make sure that you guys get to meet over the convention.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Tracy's doing 18 million panels. I'm doing like cosplay and making sure room party is going at like all hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we had problems getting connected at any point. Like, every time I went by her signing table, she wasn't there.
Aww.
And, like, I found out, like, twice I missed her by, like, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh. So, anyway, her Wrangler made sure to bring Tracy by Aww. To the Fearless Room.
Yes.
And
I helped.
You did. I squeed like a little girl. And True. Just, and,
At first, I thought like, the fire alarm had been set off.
Yeah. And then I dragged her over to the photo booth so that, the person working the photo booth, who was that again, James?
Oh, that was me.
Okay. Anyway, so that we could get our picture taken, cause fuck selfies, yo.
Yes.
I want a picture in front of a green screen where I can pick the background. And I should have chosen a different background, but...
Should have chosen Star Trek, the bridge of... The Enterprise.
Yeah, I thought about
but
that
that's
afterwards.
Okay. But yeah, that's anyway. That's just fine.
But what I chose was Buffy, because she's also why I got into stage combat a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Tracy apparently is not the biggest fan of Buffy, and that's fine. Like, that means she's human, she has flaws, but... what?
Oh, shit.
I'm just
Shots
saying.
Fired.
Yeah. Shade in Sunnyvale. That's...
But... I was like, well, let's do a picture where we're sculling at her. And that All was right. fine. So there is a picture in the Fearless photo booth stuffs with Tracy Lee Coco and I sculling at Buffy Summers. And I am all the... And then she told me that when she read the bio I wrote for her, she cried. And I just... okay. I'm good. So that happened to me during Convergence.
James, did you have any guests of honor that wanted to meet you?
Yes. Yeah. Chris. Chris stopped by and was like, hey, Chris. Guys. Really, really good work.
Chris.
Yeah, you know, the guy we're on, I'm on a first name basis with this guy. Yes.
Does Chris have a last name for the rest of us?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Okay. It's good to know.
That lead is now 6 feet down. I'm just throwing dirt on it.
Mark it with a flag so that when yep. we go to dig later,
do you have a flag?
We don't, yeah.
Yeah.
So Crisscross wanted to meet James.
Yep. And they told me to jump. Yep. In fact, they didn't just tell me to. They made me.
Made you? Yeah, all right.
They made me
so,
jump.
Christopher Carter.
Yes, it was Christopher
guest
Carter.
Guest of honor, Christopher Carter, who, if you do not know who that is a composer.
Heavily involved with some of my favorite shows.
Who has composed for Batman Beyond, yes. Teen Titans, yes. 15 other things.
At least.
God knows, off the top of my head. Those are the two that I can remember off the top of my head. But he saw the Fearless Halftime Show and thought we were fucking hilarious. And
he's not wrong.
No, but he was apparently in the front row losing his shit. And then told his handler that he wanted to go see us and so came to the party room. But I was actually on a panel with Christopher Carter earlier. So I had done another show by Melissa Karcher, Killer Bees, which, yes. again, if Melissa says, do you want to do my show?
The correct answer is?
You say yes.
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 So I had done a show, Killer Bees, and what happened was he was originally not going to be doing it, but... what's his name? I'm blanking.
Goldfinger.
No, the musician, Scott Keever. Scott Keever was playing the music for that. He was improvising music. And Christopher Carter showed up and was like, what's going on here? And they told him. And he's like, can I do that? And they were like, what?
Yes.
I suppose. So he was a surprise appearance at this thing. And so I got to work with him on that panel. And then so when he saw Halftime, he was like, I want to meet all of those guys. And I also remember that guy, and I want to meet him. So he wanted to meet me, and I felt very good about that. So, yeah. Also on that same panel was with Robert Cargill. So
I got to meet Seanan. I got to meet Seanan, the writer.
Oh, yeah.
Seanan. And the thing is, like, I still need to pick up her books, but it was fantastic. Being on a panel with her, it was an Overwatch panel, and she is very serious about her Overwatch. Cool. And she was super knowledgeable, especially about the lore and things like that. In I thought that I knew something. I know she was intense and incredible to share that panel with. And people just loved her because she's hilarious, but also correct about pretty much pretty much everything. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my kind of fangirl moment, was being on that panel with Christopher Carter and C. Robert Cargill, writer of Doctor Strange, for those of you who don't know.
Name dropper.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yes, I'm going to name drop that shit. There's a lot to name drop right now.
There is that.
Fearless Party Room was the party to be. I saw there really were three guests of honor that came through.
It really, really was.
And that I know of.
Some past guests of honors who have been around for years would stop by too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that felt
really good. Yeah, we are where all the cool kids hang out.
It's true.
And us.
Yes.
And
us.
the party room was a lot of fun. I was really, 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 really happy about it. And then in the mornings, we had coffee.
Oh, my God, we had coffee.
We had coffee. True Stone, you may have heard of them, came by. And they had kegs of cold brew on nitro, and they had coffee machines and were making coffee. And there was so much coffee in that room.
I've heard that not only is...
And it was yummy.
Their coffee amazing... but that they are all amazing and beautiful.
They're
and
super
wonderful.
Nice people. Lovely,
yeah, that's
lovely.
Pretty much accurate.
Yeah. Having met three of them?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so. They're wonderful. Yeah. I had, like, one of my favorite Convergence memories I was hanging out more with somebody from Truestone and singing cake songs with them.
Yes,
it was fantastic. Yeah, it was really good to be better friends. Yeah,
super good people. I on Sunday morning after many days of this, I had a hosting. Hour of hosting that I had to be there for, and I walked in and I went, I'm in charge now, if anything happens wake me up, and I went and I like fell asleep on the balcony.
The thing is, did you here's what I want point,
Scott, you are no longer allowed to be the go-to person.
At one point Scott walks over to me, like shakes me and goes, here, and he hands me just a glass of cold brew nitro. And I was like,
Also, people who attended the party room got a 25% off code.
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Which is amazing. I used that today.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yesterday, actually. After. I needed it. And it's been delivered today, so I have a t-shirt and a giant jug of cold press and a bag of freshly roasted coffee beans.
Nice.
Very cool.
Was it roasted fresh and delivered to your door?
It was indeed. I expect my name is on the bag.
Excellent.
Yes.
Nice. And you got that for 25% off, you say?
Yes, I did. It was spectacular.
I mean, you know, if you were there and somehow missed it, Convergency Peoples, Fearless Coffee is the promo code for that.
Hashtag Fearless Coffee.
Yes, hashtag Fearless Coffee for 25% off. They're keeping that going for like 3 months.
Yep.
I thought it was just a couple of weeks.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, 3 months is a couple of weeks.
It's
12 to 15, depending on the months.
I mean, he's correct.
How many do you think a couple is? Two.
It depends.
I'm poly,
monogamous thing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Like, it really depends on.
even if you're poly, that's a couple. is two.
Like a couple three. Sometimes like that's a couple four.
That's a few.
to me, a few is more like
English teacher is talking.
What if it's a few couples?
I wasn't actually in that. So a few couples would be like six people.
Okay. But what about just a few? How many is a few? Because to me, few is fewer than a couple.
No. A few is three to four.
Huh. I actually.
That's a handful. A couple is one.
A handful is five. There are five fingers.
Yes. Makes sense. That makes sense.
Less than a handful. Yes. Three to four is a few. A couple is two. A single.
That means that I am very literally
been doing this all wrong.
Dating a handful.
Yes. And more than that is a bunch.
How many of these does it take to get to a shit ton?
I mean, a buttload is actually a unit of measurement.
I know, and that makes me.
It's
a
seven tenths.
Buttload is.
It's seven tenths of a traditional American standard ass load.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But also, because a butt is also a butt of wine. So how
right.
many?
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different ways to go with that. So a shit ton.
My car gets 40 rods to the hogshead, and that's the ways I likes it. All right.
Something like that.
Yes.
Something about stones. I've
40 rods to the hog. That is a terrible conversion.
Yes.
To escape the children. So.
And then you found more children.
Yeah.
Well done.
I am. Sorry, with a question mark audibly placed at the end.
A hogshead is over 100
gallons.
Oh my
god, are you actually thinking
God, not
no,
that
I
oh my god.
Okay.
I hate everybody that's here right now.
Don't
possibly
think,
not readily.
Don't think too
Talk about a gas
deeply.
Guzzler. Jesus.
So,
there was another thing that I did
fire.
During Convergence.
What did you do?
Yeah,
I got dressed up.
Yes,
I did. Okay, so
going
wait,
along with
pause.
That actually
I would agree
the
you
room
did okay.
thing.
Yeah, pause for a second. So I grew up doing like Minicon and then Convergence and all those others. I've never actually cosplayed. It was my first time.
You did fantabulously for this being your first time.
And
usually you just dress as a red panda.
Wife, Raiderly cosplayed with me.
Mm-hmm.
And
with my awesome sister Rachel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can find pictures, we should post that. But I know they.
I'm
exist.
Sure that's what Salsa's doing right now.
Right, no. Exactly. No.
It's not.
No.
A sidelong glance he just gave us.
What did we cosplay, right?
We cosplayed the Powerpuff Girls, but kind of like the 1940s military-esque.
Kind of.
1940s.
Fantastic.
Like it was, I think time bent is bent, really, because yeah. we had a little other era stuff.
And it was also...
Yeah. yeah.
But basically, time we bent had Powerpuff awesome, Girls. We made a kind of dress coats that were knee length. Think Effie from Hunger Games, like something like she...
Oh my god, shit, yeah. I was in pink! Ah, yes. I'm Effie.
Yeah, I know. So
we've known this. Know. Welcome to the conversation we've been having the whole time.
So we all made our own dresses, which Rachel saved our butts a lot on those ones because these were complicated effing
Yeah, they were.
That pattern. Like, I've done things with patterns before, and complicated patterns, and this one I was just like, what the hell are you talking about? What the fuck do you mean by this thing?
I gave up on the pattern about
the IKEA furniture of dresses.
I used the pattern to cut everything out, and I started to follow the instructions, and I was like, fuck you, I'm just putting it together.
Good plan.
So, yeah, like, after I did all of the interfacing, oh my fucking God.
I've never seen so much interfacing so in my life. So much.
I interfaced everything.
Everything it, on this dress.
But as an IT professional, inch. I feel like you have the advantage.
I swear to God, I'm going to hit you right now, James.
When it, in the wrong position to make her comments like that. She's right next to you.
Let me turn slightly. I'm going to turn slightly and move
carefully. Where did
carefully.
Your hips go, James?
So, I turned them the other way.
For those of you who are not in our basement ever, Jessica is with one arm in easy reach of all the sharp pointy things that hang on our wall.
Right.
Oh my God, I am.
And with the other arm, can
I didn't even notice that. Thank you, Rachel.
Kill James with yeah. whatever.
Right, and I accept death. That is, but not like, not removal. Yeah. Of
not bits. Injury to important parts.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
This is a beautiful sword that you've been handed.
Isn't this pretty?
Yes.
I mean, we should talk about it on an audio cast. But yeah. Anyway, so now I have a sword. Thank you, mm-hmm. Salsa.
You're welcome.
That's hi, James.
Hey. So as an IT professional,
oh my God, are you actually?
I feel like
say it again?
I feel like interfacing is what you do best.
You know, I was a front-end developer, too. So, like, it all just comes together.
But our cosplay looked awesome. Our
yes.
looked yeah. awesome. Woo! I found out I can pull off a black bob pretty well.
Oh, my God, so, you do. Holy yeah, shit.
This would be a good opportunity for me to have my prop fan with me.
Yeah.
But I left
and
it in the car.
Get the vapors.
Yes.
Yes.
I got the vapors. You know, I don't actually see the fan, so you could just say, I got the vapors.
And then yeah. just like...
He's yeah, not yeah. good at audio mediums.
I'm not good at most things.
Also true.
So. Yeah.
Drink.
So. On it.
So, yeah.
That is the thing I'm good at.
Yeah. And, you know.
Speaking of.
Making cosplay ideas that actually get done, which was
awesome. Woo!
Oh my God, like, barely. By the time.
Barely, right. No, you and I were definitely.
Yeah, well, because Rachel went ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we were looking at this, like, we. Sometimes we would have these questions. We're like, what the fuck is this thing even talking about?
And Rachel finished hers in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, and so, and then Jen and I were like, what is this thing? What does this mean?
The fuck is this?
I don't understand.
Wait, do I really interface everything?
Tab A
yes.
to...
What?
Oh, no, so... I understand tab A and slot B. I got those ones.
All right.
Got it.
It's
had several
like,
dates like that?
So many.
Once?
It's more the, like, stitch this thing
time?
This way, and
yeah.
put this thing this way, and stop at the circles here. And you're like, I understand what you mean, but altogether I don't understand what you mean.
Right. Like, it was complex. That was my first time using a pattern, too.
Ah, yes. Mm.
So, like, I was like, really? Who the
deep down
fuck does this?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got it done.
They turned out brilliantly, yes. and you...
Awesome. And
yeah, I was
the point
kind
was
of...
we looked recognizable, like, right out the
yeah.
gate. Someone was like...
On a scale of 1 to 10, you three looked swank as fuck.
Well, that is a fantastic rating. I'll
mm-hmm.
like it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is yeah. also why he can't figure out a hogshead to rod ratio.
I don't put my rod in a hogshead, Salsa.
Whoa, whoa.
So
you
I'll...
should.
Phrasing?
This went man. To a place that I'm not comfortable with, and I'm going to leave again.
Oh, you showed up just
sad.
At the right point, so well done, ma'am.
No, I should actually, like, go be a good parent and actually make sure my people...
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, once again, you missed it earlier, but congratulations.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
Master Sterling!
That's what I'm going to call you from now on. That's... I feel comfortable
yes.
with that.
Oh, my God, I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher. There's precedence for that, mm-hmm. even.
Oh, my God.
But, no. Yeah. And now I never have to fucking do that ever again.
Woo!
That is the best
yes.
part. So I've also now maxed out my earning potential. So Salsa, it's all on you, baby.
Good luck with that.
They clicked in use.
Yeah. You sew things together, you start thinking alike.
Yeah. That's you start fair. To see the patterns.
Oh, and we're going to go take a break now, and we'll be right back after this short little break. Bye-bye.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm James.
James Yay! Is still here. We are still drinking booze.
We have not chased.
Well, we tried.
I have not yet been murdered. Proof of life.
We tried.
I'm holding up today's newspaper.
Yeah, he got damn near close to driving himself away. And then he reeled himself back in.
I don't know that. I think he just got bored.
Just
really.
Drink. Just drink.
Okay. Oh. I like booze.
Mm-hmm. By the way, your ginger ale is
fucking
magnificent.
What else do we want to talk about?
We should have talked about what we wanted to talk about before we decided to talk about
What did we want to talk about before we started talking about things?
I don't know. Did we have any other conversion stuff? Because I do have other things I can talk about.
Oh, well then let's talk about... I didn't know if we were done
do
with
that
convergence.
We can also do more convergence.
It's let's talk about more convergence.
Now is the time to talk about convergence, so let's do it. You don't have anything to talk about?
I can't.
Oh my!
So I had two relatively accidental cosplays,
and I feel like there was something important about that show.
Not very important.
Oh, well then we'll skip it.
Okay, James.
What?
We were talking about cosplay before the break.
Oh,
and I had two kind of out of the closet cosplays. I understand phrasing. I'm fine with that. Whatever. But I had one that was intentional where I was dressing as the male version of Minerva McGonagall.
Which was fantastic.
And for a group cosplay where we were very purposefully taking the written gender and changing. Yes.
Who's that?
Minerva McGonagall?
Yes.
From Harry Potter.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yes. Which is why you know nothing about it. So, she's a character that I really, I love that character.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was thrilled to have the opportunity to portray that
character.
I mean,
that's kind of what cosplay is
for, yes.
So
yes.
Good.
So, but that was made out of a series of things that I already owned and then two things that I didn't.
Okay.
And then I discovered that I was accidentally cosplaying as Jane Cobb. on Wednesday night, and
in
I was like,
most
"Okay,
adorable way."
I'm just gonna wash these pants and pick a different yellow shirt, and then
and get a wool hat.
I had a tiny because I as part of my relationship prior to the massive fallout.
Fallout's a great game.
It is. Mm. We kept a tiny plush cow. I still have this tiny plush cow. I love it very dearly. And many fond memories are attached to this small plush thing. Tiny Cow has a tiny Jane Cobb hat. And this hat was originally intended as a bun cover. Like a miniature snood. But it was intended that you would have a little bun. It was one of a set, and you would have little Jane Cobb hats on your head, or you'd have one in the center back and put a little Jane Cobb hat over it. So that was what I did. I wore a yellow shirt, brown pants, and shaved, as I am, and then had a ponytail that was mostly tucked into a tiny, like a very tiny Jane Cobb hat.
It was so adorable.
I got people, and it wasn't an instant recognition thing either. People would be like, oh, hey, this dude's just wearing brown pants and a yellow shirt. And then I would turn around or I'd go to make a drink for somebody and duck down and they would go, oh my God, you have a tiny Jane Cobb hat. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I love it. Yes. So those were my two. I was going to be Arthur Dent, which is the world's easiest and seriously, most super comfy cosplay that I can think of.
Yeah.
But and as a matter of fact, in many times it has come in handy because I've been carrying a towel when somebody spills a drink in a hotel room or something like that. And then you just mop it up.
And then you always know where it is.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So accidental cosplay.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I dressed as kind of found in my closet cosplay Jane Cobb. When we had a show together.
It's true. We did have a show together. But I just remembered, I did another cosplay.
Yes. I remember this cosplay.
I spaced on it for a second. Because I didn't have time to make both of my cosplays, I actually ordered this one from someone. And they did not take into account my gigantic calves from, like, actually doing fighting and exercise-y type stuff.
Do you want to pimp their name?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Fair enough.
I feel like they did a very good job overall, but...
There were some things that you wish could have been...
that had happened within the ordering process and the delivery and things like
sure,
that.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Fair enough.
But almost everything was very well done. And it's really hard as somebody that does costuming to be like, that's not how I would have done that one.
Right.
Right. But overall, it's still recognizable, which is huge in the world of cosplay.
Yes.
I was Jean Grey from the movies.
Yeah.
With that super awesome red pseudo corset and the under... trench-like thing? I don't even know what to call that. It's like a corset over a trench coat, basically. But like more strips than a trench coat. Like if a trench coat had long, like more just...
It reminded me a lot of like the kung fu coats that they had
I thought it was kind of a Turkish, Russian, Balkan look.
Sure, I could see that too. Sure. Yeah. It reminded me a lot of the cutter's coats from Into the Badlands.
Oh sure, and there were some people that mistook me for that, which is
clippers,
fine.
Clippers, not cutters.
Yeah, and
different animal.
Yes, there were a few people that mistook me for that, but I got recognized enough times as Jean Grey to where I feel like it was a successful cosplay.
Very nice.
It was about 50% Jean Grey, 25% Badlands, and then 25% was, I should really recognize this. And once I said it, they were like, oh, yeah! So, you know, that's I feel like that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got to do that. I did that one show in the other cosplay, though, as the Powerpuff Girl.
Yes.
Because, Blossom, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Blossom doing that show.
I thought everybody had really spectacular cosplay for that show.
Yeah.
Like Nathan, Nathan does not strike me as a dude who cosplays, but he had the Imperial officer's uniform.
Yeah.
And it was smart. Sharp as fuck.
Yeah, when he does cut, because I have seen him do it a few times, he does a really good job.
Yeah, yeah.
He does the thing where he inhibits a character, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah. I appreciate the way that costumes change people.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking to me about that. Like they're like, I'm more friendly when I'm dressed as blank.
Right.
That makes complete sense. I'm silent when I dress as Link, and pretty much never else.
So you should dress as Link.
Well. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So. Believe me when I say that it is quieter, but equally frustrating.
I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
At least nobody's Navi-ing around you, so...
That's not true. I dressed as Link, and at the time, the girl that I was dating was Navi.
Oh, no wonder she was annoying. Mysteries of the universe solved.
So, Jessa had her regular hat stack again this year.
Yep.
and is recognized by hat stack.
I just...
People are like, oh, God, what's that tip from? Is it like Team Fortress 2 or what?
Nope.
She's like, no. It's
just a stack of hats.
Big old stack of hats.
Yeah. Bartholomew Cubbins? No. Stack of fucking hats.
It sticks up like 18 inches above her head.
Yeah.
So, because it's like a dozen fucking hats.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a dozen hats.
It's a dozen
hats. And the thing is, she did the perfect job of keeping it on her head. I thought they were attached.
Nope.
In some way.
Nope.
Until well after Vilification Tennis.
Oh, is that the show?
When she turned, when she turned, and then like some of the hats fell off, and I was like, "That's you're that what?"
And there's a great mixture in there. There's like a trilby and a driving cap and a baseball cap.
The base is a top hat.
Yeah, like it's there's a whole.
Yeah, you know, no, that is a carefully array of hats in there. And
is she going to slowly add more hats?
We talked about it this year because she has slowly over the course of the years added more hats. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm to the point where I don't feel comfortable wearing the hat stack with any more hats.
Fair.
But she is going to swap out hats and, you know,
change very nice. Hats.
So
keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important when you have a hat stack.
Yep. The most exciting thing is going to be seeing someone else dress as her with the stack of hats.
I know what I'm doing next year.
Yeah, you are.
God damn it.
Oh my God, yes. Actually, you should get a whole group to do that. That'd be fantastic. Just a bunch of hats. Hey, guys, this is going to sound real dumb.
And then we have to sing the hit song by Men in Hats, Safety Dance. Dance if you want to. You can leave.
Anyway,
yeah.
So we did a show.
Yes.
Vilification Tennis.
Vilification Tennis.
Then.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. The first round had all of the good players. And James. Whoa.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I'm teasing you.
Let's, so nobody that, in this room.
Hey. I was in first round.
One of my other favorite convention experiences happened immediately after the show based on that first round.
Mm.
And it was awkward as fuck.
Well, we should say who was in the first round.
Yes.
First. Because it was James and Gregory Parks.
Gregory, who is immaculate.
Oh, my God.
And amazing.
He's incredible.
Dressed as the cat, which is the cosplay that I had always imagined he needed to do.
The cat from Red Dwarf.
Yes.
Yeah. And
because it's motherfucking perfect for him.
Too. Yeah. So James and Gregory versus myself and Jessa, my daughter.
Yeah.
And it was a really good opening round, too. Like, seriously.
But her backhand is incredible.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Shit.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with my girl.
Like, I have never seen the ball spiked that hard. Just on the line. Like, it just... unreturnable serves too. Oh, amazing.
Mm.
And as a matter of fact, that, like I said, the story from this is that immediately after the round, I was like, okay, all right, well, I'm done. I have to pee so badly because we had been waiting for an hour or so, and I had loaded myself up on water because I had been drinking hard the night before because Convergence.
I went out
to the bathroom and that kind of stuff. I'm taking a whiz, just, you know, kind of in my own world, you know, deconstructing post-show, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
picking yourself for everything you think you did wrong.
Right, right. Yeah. And as per usual. Mm-hmm. And the guy next to me is like, wow, you guys were really, like, he's just whizzing, just whizz. And I'm playing squirt guns with his fucking dick. And the... and, fucking, he's like, hey, you guys were really funny. You guys were super, but that girl, Jessa, man, she fucking schooled you guys. And I'm still there at the urinal, and I'm like, yup. Well, I'm gonna get back to peeing now. So anytime somebody was like, yeah, Jessa's funny, you know, I was like, well, that's the word around the fucking urinals. Fuck.
Oh my God. I was so. Like, I didn't even hide it up there. I was just proud mom. Like, I was like,
yeah.
She's got this.
You were glowing. They turned the stage lights off to conserve energy after a point.
Like, she would say something funny, and I'd just be like, ee, that's my girl.
Like, I tried super hard, and I felt like I had written good material and that kind of stuff. I felt like my jokes were strong, but. She just laid the smack down.
Yeah, no, she totally did. I think one of her insults she came up with, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your mom's so fat, she's the reason we don't have a house of toast anymore.
I wanted to laugh so badly, and I had to do anything but laugh, and I got a fucking timeout for it.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a timeout. Nice. For,
oh my God.
For doing whatever I possibly could not to laugh.
So So this is how many times that my daughter's beaten you in a Phil match?
I think this is three now, which
out
is...
Out of how many?
Three.
Oh no! Are you kidding?
Well, and the last time, the last time that we had a Vil show together, it was the spy themed one, and she was accidentally hitting me with her belt while we were off in the wings waiting to go on stage. Like she had her belt just like this huge, her championship belt.
Yeah, championship belt from the amateur show.
Like,
which is the first time she schooled you?
A belt. Large enough that it would go around the waist of the Rock twice. And she's at the prison, not the actor. It's a huge belt. It's gigantic. And she's itsy bitsy. And so it's comedy belt already. Fucking funny. And she would just turn and she's like talking to people and engaging with what's going on and that kind of stuff. And I'm occasionally getting hit with the belt in the chest and face. I'm like, look, please, no more. I'm done. No more. You already beat me to get the belt. Why are you beating me with the, what have I done? All right.
You know what you did.
Yeah, legitimate.
You deserved it. Possibly not for anything. Not for anything there. But legitimate. You did.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, she is super funny.
Oh my god!
And I was pleased to be a target just to hear her jokes.
Oh my god!
She
has so much more raw talent than like just about anybody else on cast.
The cast put together.
Well, I mean, I wasn't gonna say that,
I loved watching the rounds that came after. Also. Because
and they're all really
I have performance nerves super bad, so it's difficult for me to enjoy the show as I'm in it, but then before and after I'm able to laugh super hard, and I loved the rounds that came after.
Chris was fucking on point. Holy shit.
And also, okay, so Eric Thompson, funny Eric,
oh god, yeah,
already funny and his insults are great, but he was also dressed as motherfucking Tiger Millionaire.
Yes.
And he had a perfect tiny tiger face mask that just covered his nose and the top of his mouth so that when he smiled, it would match up with his bottom teeth. It was so perfect. And it cracked me up every goddamn time. The camera zoomed in on him and I would lose it. Because it was bonkers. It was fucking hilarious and amazing.
Yeah.
I have the utmost respect for that man's Tiger Millionaire. Yeah. Just.
So
James, now that you have experienced vilification tennis at Convergence.
Right.
How does it feel to be the biggest fucking man on campus?
Having people stop you and congratulate you on a good show.
Repeatedly.
Just everywhere. No matter how you did in the round, like having people love the show so much and being able to contribute as both someone who is an opponent, but also being a target for that. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
There is few highs as high as vilifying at Convergence.
Yeah, and being a vil rock star at Convergence. Yeah. Like, shit, dude.
Yeah.
I absolutely love...
I was able to slowly accumulate that over a few days, which was the gentler process.
You've got to go to, like, the birth of my child to get much higher than that.
Right?
It's pretty
And I can't
heady.
Even anymore because now my child's in vil, so it's all just... It's come full circle.
But you get to be the rock star and be proud of your kid being a rock star.
Which, honestly, like, I'm not good at taking compliments. I love receiving them, but I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, neither do I, which is why we deflect with humor.
I'm just looking at this thing, like, okay, right. Thank you. Run away.
Yeah, if somebody's like, you're so talented, you're just like, I don't care.
Your dick is my
I have to go.
But
if someone's like, your daughter is super talented, she's very funny, yes, she is.
No, and that was
I'm thing. Glad like, you noticed.
People would say, wow, you were really good in Vil. And I'm like, yeah, but my daughter, though, right? And they're like, oh my God, yes.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, no. Jesus. It was super easy to just pass that off.
Yeah. She basically held that audience in the palm of her hand for the entire first round. just fucking majestic. She definitely did super, super well. You guys make a really good team.
Well, I was talking to some other people about that, too. Yeah, yeah. She and I have very different energies.
It's like
energies,
they have a good chemistry or something.
Yeah, it's like we've communicated many times over the years.
It's like they just know what each other is going
to
do.
Know what it is that needs to happen. Yeah. I mean, we have that, but we also have very different energies on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm like super bouncy, energetic, whatever. And she's just like chill. She's like...
She is so just like...
I walked onto the stage and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so excited. This stage is going to be mine. And she walks onto the stage and she's like, no, this is mine, bitches. What do you...
Yep.
I don't even need to prove it.
That's why I prefer fighting against salsa. Because then I can have a partner who just like does a couple of rapid fire things and I can just walk in and just tap it. And it just knocks that peg in. And it's amazing. Yes. Yep. But yeah, I have to up my game to be equal. But yeah,
to salsa? No, you don't.
No, to your daughter.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
No, it won't. Yeah. No, because
keep driving.
The better I get, the better she is absolutely going to get.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I was proud of a few of the new. The new things, the Star Wars jokes especially.
Oh my god, yeah.
And not just mine, like a bunch of new stuff.
Oh my god, that was fantastic. The other thing that happened during Ville. My opening insult was, you're more annoying than the rum and juice guys.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
I forgot.
That was my opening insult. Jeez. And... people, like, most people...
The crowd cheered. The other half of the crowd booed loudly and then started chanting rum and juice.
And rum and juice.
And fuck.
And they were.
And a large chunk of the audience started doing it, too, because it was hilarious. Yeah. And I was so pleased. I didn't realize that Tim gave the point to the other team, but I was okay with it.
We got the fucking... Yeah, we high-fived on that point.
They got the point because of me accidentally starting this thing. Because
you set them off. You were the catalyst.
I didn't fucking care because that was such a beautiful... I said a thing and the audience responded so beautifully.
Yeah.
I love that audience so much. Yeah. It is... Yes.
It's hard to do anything wrong with that crowd.
They know and they love it.
Yeah.
Like they are definitely there for that. And it's like, I don't even know how many people come to see it now that they've expanded the stage. It's like, what, 800?
Well, like people, I got notes from people who had been watching on the screen in their hotel rooms or who were watching on the screen in the con suite where they serve the complimentary food and things like that. Like it was on in a bunch of places and they have the overflow and all of that stuff, and
they don't
so
have
it was.
Overflow anymore.
Or do they just have different rooms where they're playing?
Well, main stage got bigger, but it's everything on main stage is being broadcast throughout the hotel on the closed caption.
Probably just that TV.
Yeah, also, all of the hotel rooms.
Speaking
can
of
watch
closed
that.
Captions, those translators.
Oh god, those poor translators.
Closed circuit, so but also with closed captions. Yeah. Those fucking translators.
The ASL interpreters.
They were amazing. They were at least
Claire
as funny.
The guy who trained her, essentially.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's apparently done
magnificent.
It last year and this year as well. And, oh my god. There was one point where he did a thing and he just, like, touched Claire inappropriately. Like, not like... groped her or anything, but just like
as a gesture to communicate the meaning of the joke.
Yeah, but it was basically like this with him rubbing his hand all over her in an awkward kind of way,
right?
And the two of them played it so well together.
That only friends can do.
Exactly,
and she played it like her skin was crawling off of her body.
Right. Yeah,
and then of course hashtag Tim Wick, that motherfucker. That motherfucker Tim Wick. That's what it is. Hashtag that motherfucker Tim Wick. He says, hold on. Can we get that translated again? Right. So we watched the instant replay of Claire being completely creeped out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was, they're just so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Anything else to talk about, Ville?
It was good.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to the next BLB show as well. Yeah. I appreciate the difference. Geek show. Yeah. And I won't be in town for the Geek Show, but like the next show that I can watch or participate in, I'm super, super excited because I just, like, I love what our cast is doing and I love how hard we're pushing ourselves for comedy and the difficulty of it. It's fucking fantastic.
Hell, yeah. I've even started writing new insults. It's weird. I know, right?
I'm like, so I'm motherfucking excited for Fest.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I'm so excited for Fest.
I am excited for you guys for Fest.
Yep.
It's a super fun time. I am engaged elsewhere, but I'm way looking forward to the stories that come from Jessa being on that stage.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm gonna fail Anna fantabulously when placed in opposition to your daughter. I'm gonna always do my best, but
everybody's got their off day. I'm sure she'll have one eventually.
I'm just gonna have to pray for it, like praying for rain. It's fucking God damn it.
Anyway, yes, Salsa.
I got to make my Casimir debut at Convergence.
Yes.
Casimir has... I have performed at Convergence numerous times, but Casimir, this was a first. And apparently had quite a good reception there. People really seemed to enjoy that. They were not quite expecting that, apparently. But
yeah.
They
didn't think they'd
happy.
Enjoy watching a guy deep throat things.
I know, right?
I mean, in that crowd, the odds are a little bit better overall, but
fairly. But but yeah, no. Honestly, not much to say about that. It was good. Should we take a break?
Yeah,
could do. Yeah. Cool, and then come back for the outro.
What?
The outro.
Ooh. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jetta.
And I'm James.
That's right. We are back, and we are going to do our outro, and you know what that means?
It's time for a
Fast Five! Oh, my God.
That is correct. That is the thing. For those of you who are not familiar with how this works, Fast Five is where somebody sends in five A or B choices, and that's all we have is option A or option B, and we have to go through that and try to decipher based on any clues that they may or may not give what the context to those answers might be. And then after we choose, we open the second email that they have sent and find out what the question is.
Who is right and who is dead?
Wait, nobody said we're gonna
Nobody's
Well, but you're always right, so you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, no, that's fair.
Okay. Today's question comes to us from this guy. You may have heard of him before, a Mud.
Yay, Mud! Oh.
These questions come to us from April 10th of 2013.
From the distant past!
God, that's still over 5 years ago. Yeah. Wait, no. 2013? 4 years.
Math is hard.
Let's go shopping.
Question number one.
Yes.
Yes.
From the box or from scratch?
Okay. I'm thinking potatoes. I'm thinking this might be a potato question, and I'm going to say fucking from scratch.
I mean, yeah, from scratch, but I also just really like saying from the box.
I mean,
so I'm a little torn here. Yeah.
This is pretty, you know what this is? This is pretty close to Pie Day, so I'm going to go pie crust.
Oh,
and I'm going from the box.
See, I'm really, when I make hand pies, the easiest way to do that is to get the crescent rolls and just use two of them, two of the little triangles.
Absolutely. Sure.
Fold them together.
Yep.
But if it's like a full size pie, I like to use the small amount of expertise I have in culinary matters, having learned to stretch pizza crust.
Mm-hmm.
and how to make a proper, you know, throw the dough and everything like that.
Right.
And to use that to make a proper crust.
Well, and I mean, I can make a proper crust, but the thing is nobody cares about the crust. Nobody gives a shit about it. It's what's in the crust that people really care about. And so that's what I focus on. And usually when Pi Day comes around.
See, now I want to make a fucking spectacular crust.
Go ahead. Yeah, I don't care.
Yes.
I mean, the pie crust is, you just throw the pie crust on there, and then everything that's interesting about the pie. Because nobody ever says, you know, this is a steak and Guinness pie with a butter and lard crust. They just say it's a fucking steak and Guinness pie.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
So, I'm going from scratch, from the box.
So here's the thing. For Pie Day, I've done a variety of pies. And I still feel like shit I wasn't able to attend the last one. But,
really? I hadn't noticed.
The weapons are right here. You put a
ladies
brick
and gentlemen,
in
we just found out who is right and who is dead. I still think it's about potatoes. And maybe you guys are right. And I can be spectacularly wrong.
We're not going to know until we...
Yeah, I'm just going to say from the box, because I just really like saying
sure.
from the box.
Fair enough.
Pie Days years past, I would always make my as close to allergy-free as humanly possible pies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a variety of food issue people, including myself, within our social groups. So, like, we're talking... No processed sugar, dairy free, gluten free, nut free.
Sure.
I've got a couple of those specialty pies that I can.
The pie crust is just full of ice cubes and hope.
Well, it's basically rice flour.
And like I
so
remember
many people can have rice flour.
The first Pie Day where I brought something that I had made, and it was the haggis shepherd's pie. Oh,
which were really good, by the way.
Which So I had the hand pies this last year, which were haggis, but then I also had the big haggis shepherd's pie the year before when you brought the pie cronut.
Yes.
Where instead of having like whipped topping, like you would on a fruit pie or a dessert pie, I had homemade mashed potato frosting.
Yeah.
Savory garlic.
Say it slower. Do it again.
Savory garlic butter mashed potatoes whipped into a perfect swirl on top, as if it had been frosted, but it was sitting on a bed of meats and carrots and onions that had all been sautéed. So yeah, and I felt really good about that because the crust and the potatoes
really
were homemade.
I feel really good about it right now. James, yeah. I'm just gonna say.
Is your chair dripping? So, I felt really good about making all of that stuff from scratch. Mm-hmm. And so...
No. I like being
better.
Able to do the allergy-free pies from scratch, but I also, a few years back, did an Oreo pie.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Oreo crust, and I was like, yeah, that's probably going to be better than what I could try to attempt to do with
sure,
that.
Sure, that,
so.
That scale of difficulty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So... So yeah, it depends, but I'm just going to say from a box because that's funny to me. And right, I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Because
from the box. Question number two. Peanut butter and banana or peanut butter and chocolate?
I can't have peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I also can't have banana, so I guess peanut butter and chocolate.
So if you had to choose, if you were committing suicide by peanut butter.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh,
okay.
My chocolate.
God,
yeah.
Okay. Peanut butter, banana.
Chocolate and banana, I would go for that, but peanut butter, I would go with chocolate.
And that's fair. Like, it's fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. Scientifically proven,
no,
it's motherfucking delicious.
You put all three of them together.
Yes, and then
there's just something really wholesome and pleasant about peanut butter banana that I love.
There's nothing wholesome.
I don't understand.
About a banana.
Wholesome. What? Can you explain wholesome?
See, there's a hole. And then
I've got one of those.
You get some.
Yeah.
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 And
I'm wholesome.
Put a banana in it?
Yes, you are.
I am so wholesome.
You've got some wholesome.
I am.
And you had a date like that once where you started out wholesome and then you started out whole full.
Whole many. Ants on a log.
I didn't get new
question
whole
number
salsa.
Three.
How do you fuck?
Don't.
Am
no
I
one
wrong?
Wants to know.
I'm going
to
put this sword back on
okay.
the wall.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Question number three, ants on a log or apple and peanut butter?
I still can't have any of this. Apple and peanut butter.
I can no longer have apple and peanut butter, so I'm going ants on a log.
I'm going to go ants on a log because I like it better. I
prefer apple and peanut butter.
My parents gave us raisins a lot because they were cheap and...
I'm not a huge fan of raisins. Like, I can eat them and they're okay, like, especially in a trail mix setting. Sure. But craisins are my jam.
Oh, fire ants on a log.
Is that a thing?
That's some motherfucking thing, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I want those, but that's not what was on.
You can't have that.
So then it's going to be apples.
You could use like, maybe almond butter or sun butter?
Yeah.
Something that isn't peanuts?
For that, I would probably use the sun butter because it's much more of a nuttier thing. And the almond butter clumps awkwardly.
Ugh, yeah.
Whereas the sun butter is creamy,
smooth. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so do that.
So it's like crunchy and creamy.
Yeah, so do that with fire ants on a log.
All right, cool. Question number 4, fun size or full size? Full size, what's the point?
Fun size. I'm fun size.
Yes, I'm going to go fun size. Why, I like
wholesome. I'm tiny.
I like...
accurate.
Individual tiny serving things.
Or you could have large servings of things.
I mean, yes, but then I can have multiple fun size and
you can have multiple full size.
I mean, I guess.
I don't see the problem here.
I don't know.
Fun size is too much work.
I disagree.
But I'm fun size. I'm way.
He's not.
Too
you are wrong.
I am
He's
way
not,
too
This
much
is
work.
One
oh,
time when salsa
oh,
is
God,
right.
Oh God, metaphors. So shit.
No, the other thing is that I am banned from getting full grown-up size Reese's Pieces in movie theaters. My sister has told me that I'm no longer allowed because of an incident during which I tried to
pause in this. Continue.
Make it so that I had Reese's Pieces teeth by tucking them between my lips and gums, and then smiling at her.
I see no problem so
and
far.
She fucking did not think it was funny.
So that's her problem.
And so
yours.
I started laughing, which caused me to smile, which increased the pressure on the Reese's Pieces, and they began to shoot out of my mouth violently.
Still sounds like her fault.
And hit the people around us. And then we're both laughing, and we can't stop laughing. And the movie has begun, and it's in the middle of like this beautiful orchestral piece. The movie was Hero, Jet Li, Hero. Oh, yeah. So it's got this the beautiful orchestral Chinese piece as they're introduced. And we're both cackling like maniacs, and these Reese's Pieces are shooting everywhere and hitting people in the back of the head and shit, and I'm a nuisance at this point. I'm a Tommy gun and a nuisance. And she just said, no more. Fucking, she said, you are not responsible enough to have a full-size box of candy.
This super enjoyable and interesting story was brought about by full-size.
But the candies themselves are fun-size. They are the tiny version of Reese's peanut butter cups,
which are infinitely superior to Reese's Pieces in all ways.
And they're pretty fucking great.
It is.
Reese's peanut butter cups are my jam.
That's
like,
fair.
Those are the candy bars that I get.
I really want them. You know, it would be amazing if Reese's would make a butter chocolate treat for Jenna, or if some kind person who knew how to make such confections were to.
I mean, it's not that
perhaps
difficult.
Do that.
But I'm not going to do it.
I think it's super difficult. So I place this on you.
Oh no, I will do this someday.
Oh, shit. There we go. Yep.
Yeah.
Someday, like white male privilege dancing.
Yeah.
So whenever she tells you to, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay. All
Excellent.
Right.
You're making me some for white male privilege.
I
dancing.
Will do.
All
that.
Right.
Someday. Someday I will make
some sunny day.
She told me to. She didn't specify when to make them.
I said you're doing it for white male privilege dancing.
Yep.
Yeah. What year?
As a matter of fact, you don't even get to perform. You're just going to be in that slave Leia costume, chained to the stage, bringing a tray.
Get to perform.
That.
I mean,
have to.
For me, it's get to perform. But
question number 5 is hot tamales or Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's.
Oh.
If we're going for which one is the more quintessential movie snack,
Mike and Ike's. It's Mike and Ike's.
It's Mike and Ike's.
See, hot tamales are... It's a lot of the fake cinnamon stuff, which I like in small quantities.
I like it in to use them for infusing vodka.
Ooh.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I really... Atomic Fireballs are the candy that I prefer in the cinnamon spectrum.
I haven't tried it. I feel like I would still prefer the hot tamales over it.
The quality of the cinnamon is different. Yeah.
My understanding that lemon heads and vodka makes it pretty good.
It really does. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, lemon my God. Cheapo. Now I need to have a candy vodka infusion session.
Yeah.
We should make
but
that happen.
I was raised on, like, super old man candy. So, like, rather than...
So, you're going to have, like, Werther's vodka?
Good
and Plenty's.
We need to get some clear bottles, and we need to make some of those Jolly Rancher vodka.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, no, we're doing this.
Have you guys made rummy worms or rummy bears?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they at some point we poured the last of every single alcohol we had into a giant pot.
Ew.
And we put one of those fist-size gummy bears into it, like the 1 pound gummy bears into it. And it, by the time we got back, it was like 3 to 4 times the size of the original.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Fist size gummy bear. It was like both of my fists put together in width, and then another fist on top of that for like the head and ears and that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
So we did this for a Festivus, and then people are asking me to carve this like a turkey. They're like, yeah, I'll take a leg. You know, I'd like a give me a little cheek of the bear, you know, and that kind of stuff. And we got halfway through that thing. A party of like 12 people got halfway through that bear, and we were super drunk.
Yes.
Ridiculously drunk. It was, and then very slowly it disappeared over the next day of the party. But yes, it's a terrible plan, and I wholly endorse it.
This is delightful.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to go Mike and Ike's.
Also, somebody's going to have to remind us because we're terrible at remembering what
please.
We said.
Yeah.
So, getting to the context. Question number one from the boxer from scratch. How do you make your baked goods?
Oh.
That's a very wide open and
fair.
It's hard.
It depends on the baked goods.
It really does. I'm going to say most of the things I make from scratch.
I'm going to say I actually often start with a box, but I do things differently. Like I do substitution. Well, I almost always do substitutions because I can't have dairy.
Yeah.
And how else do you bake a good? But my cornbread starts with
a box of Jiffy cornbread.
Jiffy cornbread.
Sure.
Then you throw in cream corn.
I throw in cream corn and honey. That's actually the
same. I almost feel like the Jiffy box is different than, like, that's halfway between scratch and from the box.
I mean, it kind of is.
Because you still have to mix everything and make everything and then stretch the crust and do all of that stuff.
It.
Yeah. Where you can also just buy the fucking crust pre-made.
Right.
So I think it's half and half.
Yeah, but no, I will often start with a box and then doctor it as I will. I do also make a lot of things from scratch. I love my bread maker because I don't have time for waiting for it to rise or anything else. If it just does it on its
fresh
own,
baked
and
bread.
I come, yeah.
We have found a book of no need bread, and basically what you do is you mix all the ingredients together and then you throw it into a tub with an air vent and put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then just...
And it just expands over time.
It expands. You come home, you
like pizza dough.
You slice off a fist-sized piece, and you drop it on the cutting board, and then 20 minutes later it's risen a little bit, and you throw it in the oven, and then you've got a loaf of bread
for dinner.
Pause for a
second.
Dinner.
Do you already have, like, a starter of something?
If you're making sourdough, then you would do that,
I thought you said at one point that you were thinking of doing that.
I was, and then it fell through because we got busy with other things.
And
my schedule at work also changed.
Yeah.
And so instead of being able to come home from work, take the bread out, let it rise, bake it, by the time either of us get home
it's already work. Dinner time.
It's already dinner like, time. We don't have, and at that point, we don't have time to let it rise. Right. So that
now
kind
I want
of
fresh baked bread so bad.
But it was for the short period of time that we were doing it, where we could just like every day for dinner have a small loaf, have a one dinner sized loaf of bread. Right. So it was that fresh bread every day. It was the best.
Yes. So.
This would just be a tiny delivery truck to bring butter into my mouth.
Mm. We actually made brioche just a couple weeks ago, and then this was baking with my daughter.
Yeah.
And
I would just
we made
pause. By the way, I still love baking with your daughter. Like, you need to start YouTubing this.
Yes.
Shit.
Not a bad idea. I don't have a camera for shit though, but
it is
a lot of fun though because she is learning. She's really good at cracking eggs, and she is learning how to measure things like flour. She's learning that you, when you measure flour, you take a knife and you scrape it across the top of the cup to get it flat. And she knows that if you're doing brown sugar, that you got to pack it really tight and things like that. So she is learning a lot of those basics.
No, that I knew that.
But. I would. I really want to make like homemade bruschetta, or something like that.
She's actually really adorable when you ask her what yeast is.
I mean, like, your daughter's pretty adorable all the time.
Well, she, I mean, and this is a basic understanding of yeast, but she's like, they're tiny little animals that eat sugar and burp, and that's why bread has holes in it.
By the way,
oh my God, that's perfect.
And no, it's like, that's what yeast are, and she like, and except when she explains that it's 10 times more adorable.
Well,
obviously. But, at least 10 times more.
But like, she's learning about those things. You know,
you would. We watch anime. I want to recommend a show called Moyazuman, where somebody can see these tiny particles like yeast and bacteria and things like that, and they talk. So they have. They almost look like the little plush germs.
Yeah,
but they're just floating around everywhere, and the yeast say things like, "I eat sugar and poop alcohol." And it's fucking fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, it's so great. And so she's learning how to do those things. But yeah, like I said, we did this brioche bread and
nice.
Then we like with the leftovers that we had left in the tub, my wife just made dinner rolls and they were so good. So fucking good. But my plan is next time I do make a brioche, I'm going to make donuts.
Ooh.
Because I have the deep fat fryer that Mud Stuffin' gave us, actually.
Hey!
So, I'm going to make donuts.
Can I come over?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have time in my schedule.
I'll just bring butter.
Yeah. Well, brioche needs a lot of butter.
I'll just bring butter to your house.
Yes.
I'll just bring me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But we made.
I'm pretty sure I won't forget.
Well, the reason we made the brioche in the first place is we made cinnamon rolls from scratch, and those were super good.
Weird. It's almost like they're motherfucking delicious or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, question number two.
Yes.
Question number two: peanut butter and banana, or peanut butter and chocolate? Better combination. Peanut butter and chocolate.
I gotta go banana.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you're right. Wrong, but that's...
And you know what else is quite good? Peanut butter honey.
Peanut butter honey is actually really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Super, super good.
Love a sandwich with peanut butter honey.
Yep.
Only I can't have peanut butter.
Oh.
I used to... we had...
Sun butter.
We had beehives on the on our land, and so every year at Christmas we would get honey products from the beekeeper, and one of them was spun honey, which is spreadable.
It's
a spreadable honey, and it was the best.
Like almost like a peanut butter, but made out of honey.
Yeah. It is. You know how like whipped cream becomes thick?
Yep.
This spun honey is that. It's honey that's
my
been,
mouth is watering
that's
right
been
now.
Spun
I'm gonna go
until
home
it's,
and masturbate.
It's really thick. And
my
and,
mouth
and
now has a vagina and it's wet.
So it becomes a honey spread, and you just spread that on toast.
Yeah.
So good. Ants on a log or apple and peanut butter, favorite childhood snack. Going childhood, apple and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Apple and peanut butter all the way.
That's fair, but like I was raised with ants on a log.
You were raised incorrectly.
I'm fine with that.
Full size or fun size? How do you like your candy bar? Full size.
fun size.
I prefer.
I just like candy.
What I do like about full size, what I will commend about full size is that you can share it.
You get more fucking chocolate out of it.
No, that I can share it. See, the thing is, I don't want that much chocolate, which makes me crazy, and I understand that. But
that's not what makes you crazy.
No.
It's a part of it. I think it's a symptom.
I think it's a symptom. Yeah, but I that's don't fair. Think
it's a symptom of the problem, not the problem itself.
Exactly.
But what I want to do is to have a full size candy bar and share it with other people who do love chocolate.
No, dude, if I got a candy bar, it's fucking mine. Question number 5, hot tamales or Mike and Ike's? Which do you prefer? Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Also, you can take a series of different candies, but especially like Mike and Ike's or very especially Reese's Pieces and chocolate or peanut butter things, M&M's, and mix them in with popcorn, and it's fucking the best.
Mixing those in with Rice Krispie bars.
The Showplace Icon, I think it is, the one. They have their bacon popcorn. Have you not experienced this?
No, but I go to that theater all the time, and I'm motherfucking doing it the next time.
It's in the upstairs VIP section. Like, you go to the bar, and you're like, I would like some bacon popcorn, please. And then they bring you bacon popcorn.
What movies are out right now? I need an excuse.
Do you know how many movies I haven't seen? Like,
because you were just like hip deep in bacon popcorn, or just. Oh, what show are you going to see? I'm not seeing anything. Yeah.
No, I get distracted by the bacon. It's amazing.
I see. At some point, we bought for Festivus for a friend of mine. We bought a series of bacon themed gifts. Bacon mayonnaise, which is delicious.
It's
weirdly
pretty good, actually.
And then bacon hot sauce, bacon salt, bacon flavored popcorn, a couple of bags of bacon, which was cheap but fun to share. And then the Meatland game, which is like Candyland meat themed.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Goodness.
Yes.
Also doesn't like Candyland. Do you think you would be able to
I might enjoy Meatland.
Okay. Yeah.
Remind me to show you the video of my trip to Ripley's in the Wisconsin Dells.
Sure.
The little popcorn stand there where they sell like 3 dozen different kinds of popcorn. And I got to like take a tour in the back and get free popcorn.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good times. Anyway, we should probably wrap this shit up and go the fuck away. We are going to say thank you very, 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 very much to our special guest, James.
Yay!
My pleasure, as always. You guys are wonderful.
And as always, our show is brought to you by True Stone Coffee.
Oh, yes.
You should go and buy True Stone Coffee. Go to truestonecoffee.com. Order lots of things. All of the
all
things.
Of
they are
things.
Wonderful
order,
people who support
order,
excellent
order
things.
Coffee beans. Order the cold press for when you just need to run out the door and throw a bottle in your bag.
Oh,
order the glassware because the glasses are beautiful.
Yeah.
Order lots of merchandise from them because they are awesome.
Gift
and
cards because who doesn't want
gift
that?
Cards. Use it all and then use the promo code #FearlessCoffee.
Yep.
That is, for an indeterminate amount of time, still going to be useful. If at some point in the future that no longer works, go back to using
apropos. Oh, I want to know, did anybody actually try stacking the codes?
I have not.
I have not.
No, 25% off is a lot.
Yeah.
But that was all I really
about
needed.
It a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
do
with
the
me.
Codes even
yeah.
Stack, yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
And nobody's tried this yet.
It's possible, but 25% off is already extremely generous.
Yes. It is. I'm just curious from like a
And this is my
is this
right.
So dear listener, while you were reminding us to do that other thing
yes.
with the booze, also let us know what you have discovered.
Yeah.
When you buy that coffee, because you are actually going to buy that coffee, hint hint. Anyway,
or their
that
t-shirts
is,
or their super awesome tulip glasses.
That is us, and we are gonna get out of your hair because it is getting late and I want everybody to leave.
I
my
have
house.
One thing I need to say. One thing I... Fuck you. I don't actually have any shows to plug, but tomorrow is my daughter's birthday.
Oh, aww. Congratulations. Happy birthday,
she's
Jessica.
She's going to be 17. I'm old. I'm so old.
She's almost like a real person all on her own.
Wait, how did your daughter get older than you?
I'm pretty sure she was just born an old curmudgeon. Like
true,
that's
like, when she was 5, she was a curmudgeon,
right? She's like, you guys are being too loud. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I can't concentrate. Yeah. No, she never understood my rock music. She told me to get off the lawn. It was awkward. It was really awkward. I mean, she is the adult in our parent-child relationship.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's going to be your birthday, so happy birthday to Jessa.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jessa. And that's another thing. If anybody has a birthday that they want us to give a shout-out to, send us email.
Is that a thing we do?
It is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you want to send a Fast Five, there is this huge backlog of Fast Fives. But, of course, they will give preference to people who have not written in at all or who have not written in a little while. And absolutely, people who show up and deliver by hand deliver on paper the Fast Five. Remember that if you do email or give paper copies, separate the two copies, that one does not have the context, one does have the context and the questions, in order to prevent having to flip back and forth between them.
To what email address?
That's a really good fucking question, Salsa. To what email address should they send
it? You should send those to matt@aonpodcast.com. I don't know. You were on a roll, so I figured I'd just let you go with it. Send them to Matt. There's a backlog, but we're going to get to him eventually. Anyway, that is that. Anybody else got anything to say?
I love you.
Then, ladies and gentlemen, have a good week. Eat the fucking cake.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone too.
No, you don't.
Aww.
None for you.
Aww.